and thank you for having me today. I will be talking about the mechanisms of mitochondrial cholesterol transport by the steroidogenic acute regulatory protein. Steroids comprise a diverse family of intracellular and endocrinological signaling molecules, and they are generated in a number of tissues. Specifically, neurosteroids are produced in the brain, while corticosteroids and mineralocorticoids are produced in the adrenals. Estrogens, progesterones, and androgens are produced in the gonads. These gonadal steroids over here have many different roles in the body. Specifically, they help regulate secondary sex characteristics, regulate bone density, and metabolism, and when taken for recreational use, are very good at breaking baseball records. Steroidogenesis is initiated by the binding of its ligand to its G protein coupled receptor. The cell model I'll be using today is the MA10 Leydig cell model. So in this case, it is the binding of the luteinizing hormone to the luteinizing hormone receptor. Upon the binding of this ligand to the receptor, ATP is then converted into cyclic AMP. The rise in intracellular cyclic AMP has many different intracellular effects. Primarily, it increases the protein kinase. This increase in protein kinase A then leads to the liberation of cholesterol that is stored intracellularly, specifically at lipid droplets. This cholesterol then can be transported to the mitochondria for further use in steroidogenesis. Also, other downstream effects are increased transcription of proteins and increase in protein phosphorylation. All these activities then help drive this cholesterol to the mitochondria. Upon its import into the outer mitochondrial membrane, it is then translocated into the inner mitochondrial membrane, where upon activation by cytochrome P450 CYP11A1, the cholesterol is then converted into pregnenolone. Pregnenolone is basically the mother of all steroids. This is then translocated to the ER, where it is then converted into other downstream steroids. In the testes, this is converted to testosterone. The rate-limiting step in the production of steroids is the conversion of cholesterol into pregnenolone, shown here. While this cell model has actually been studied for the past 60 years or so, it is currently still unknown how exactly this cholesterol gets from the outer mitochondrial membrane to the inner mitochondrial membrane. And this is a process that we are currently studying in our lab. There are several different mitochondrial proteins that play a role in this, along with several different cytosolic. Initially, we started studying TSPO, which stands for translocator protein. It is an 18 kilodalton outer mitochondrial membrane protein, which has a high affinity for cholesterol. And upon hormonal stimulation, it is actually known to polymerize, shown here. TSPO is also known to interact with BDAC and ANT, and it is through this formation of a mitochondrial permeability transition pore that is suggested that cholesterol can then bypass the inner mitochondrial membrane space and can then be transferred to the inner mitochondrial membrane. There are several different cytosolic proteins that play a role in delivering cholesterol to the mitochondria. There is the PKA-associated protein 7, or POP7, which is known to anchor PKA. This activity then allows for the phosphorylation of STAR and the activity of STAR, which then allows for the cholesterol to be imported into the mitochondria, into the mitochondrial inner membrane specifically. STAR stands for the steroidogenic acute regulatory protein. It is one of the proteins that is dramatically increased upon hormonal stimulation. While its mechanism is currently unknown, there have been several different models that have been proposed for its activity. It has been proposed initially that its actual import into the inner mitochondrial membrane would actually deliver the cholesterol to the cytochrome P450 and its conversion into pregnenolone. But upon import, it would actually lose its cholesterol binding domain. And so therefore, this hypothesis was null and void. And so they then through further work through actually Walter Miller in San Francisco, he was shown that STAR is mainly active at the outer mitochondrial membrane. Taking this into account, our lab then began to focus on exactly what was happening at this complex that is forming at the mitochondria in the ability to transfer cholesterol to the outer mitochondrial membrane and then its subsequent transfer to the inner membrane. And to develop that, to study that, we developed several different novel techniques in our lab, specifically Blue Native Page and then 2D SDS Page. Through the use of Blue Native Page, we treated our MA10 cells with either HCG, which also activates the LH receptor, or we left them basally treated. We then harvested the cells, isolated the mitochondria, and then solubilized them with digitonin. Digitonin basically just punches little holes in the mitochondria, which allows the protein complexes to stay intact. Upon this, we then added Comasi Blue, which gives the protein an overall negative charge, and then it would actually enter into this Blue Native Page gel, which is at pH 7 and with no SDS, to further keep the protein complexes together. We would at this point either probe this membrane, transfer it and probe it with various antibodies, or actually cut one of the gel lanes and actually incubate it with SDS. And at this point, we would then run it on a 2D page SDS gel to actually break up these protein complexes and see what was there. Upon completion of this method, we saw that TSPO was actually present in two distinct complexes. Initially present at 66 kilodaltons, shown here, and at a higher molecular weight complex around 800 kilodaltons, shown here. Also present at this complex was also known to be VDAC, which you can also see laddering here, which it's known conformation in a Blue Native Page gel. Interestingly enough, ANT and CYP11A1 were actually not present in this complex, but were present in lower molecular weight complex for the inner membrane at around 140 kilodaltons. COX-4 is just a control showing that the Blue Native Page worked. We then took each of these bands and ran them on an SDS page, in which we could see that VDAC was also present at other lower molecular weight complexes as well. But the interesting thing is that at 66 kilodaltons, shown here, TSPO is only present as a monomer, while this higher molecular weight complex, it was only present at 56 kilodaltons, which would make TSPO a trimer, suggesting that there are two distinct functional TSPOs that are present in the mitochondrial outer membrane. Also interesting was that CYP11A1, while only present at one spot on the Blue Native Page gel, was actually found throughout the whole membrane complex and could also be associating with these other protein complexes at higher molecular weights. To further then confirm that these protein complexes were actually present, we then actually divided the gel spots, gel slices, into 18 slices, and then sent each slice actually to be mass spec'd. And upon analysis of this mass spec, with 1 being the lowest molecular weight and 18 over here being the highest molecular weight at around 1,200 kilodaltons, and this is 20, you can actually see that the VDAC is present both at this lower molecular weight complex and then also again present at the higher, increasing with HCG treatment to the higher molecular weight complexes. This can also be seen with ANT and with CYP11A1 shown here, suggesting that this higher molecular weight complex might be what is occurring for steratogenesis. To actually confirm if this is where steratogenesis could be occurring, or at least where cholesterol could be entering into the mitochondria, we used photoazidal cholesterol, which was also had a tritium tag here. This cholesterol, upon exposure to UV light, would actually break this double bond and have two reactive electrons that could then cross-link to whatever protein it was closest to. So then we treated our isolated mitochondria with this photocholesterol, and then either solubilized and then treated it with UV and solubilized it or left it in control. And as you can see here, the cholesterol bound primarily to the 800 kilodalton and then also to the 66, suggesting this is where cholesterol was entering the cell, the mitochondria. And then we wanted to know exactly what role STAR would then play on this newly imported cholesterol. And to do that, we used in vitro transcription translated STAR and actually added it to our isolated mitochondria. And upon here, you can see with wild type, with no STAR, you can actually get no change in the 800 kilodalton upon 0, 5, or 15-minute incubation with STAR, compared to whenever you add STAR, you get a decrease in the 800 kilodalton complex, compared whenever you mutate the STAR binding domain at the C-terminus, which is actually supposed to bind the cholesterol, you get no decrease in the cholesterol, which led us to the formation of this model in which hormonal stimulation causes the TSPO monomer to undergo polymerization. The formation of these polymers creates an active cholesterol pool at the 800 kilodalton complex that STAR is able to act on. The inability of STAR to bind this cholesterol by the inactivation of the C-terminus prevents this cholesterol to be translocated to the inner mitochondrial membrane. And I would like to thank my mentor, Dr. Vasilis Papadopoulos, our collaborators, Dr. Tim Vinstra and Dr. Joseph Blonder from the National Cancer Institute for help with the mass spec, and then Dr. Andrew Mazek and the rest of the Papadopoulos Colti Lab. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So if anyone has a question.
I was here for the beginning of that one. Thanks very much. Are you surprised that upon agonist stimulation you don't see a more dramatic change in the complex than you do? At least to me it didn't really jump out as changing all that much.
And I actually was kind of surprised too. I think this is what highlights the importance of STAR, because even without this change in complex formation, you still wouldn't get the cholesterol transformation, cholesterol transport to the inner membrane if you didn't have STAR present. I guess that's why that's the more regulatory role of this complex.
Thanks.
Okay, well, if there's no further question, thank you very much, Melina.